faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, despite the misgivings of all concerned, Clark Kent is certain that the Monkey Burglar's gymnastics medal will be the clue that proves Robin's complete innocence.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, the other day, there was a bunch of fellows and girls gathered together over at the playground, and they were so busy comparing notes on their collections of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep that one father told me he had to ask the kids three times if they wanted to go to the movies. Yes, sir, it's that much fun to collect those Pep comic buttons. You don't want to stop. First off, there's the exciting moment when Mom opens a new package of Pep. Maybe it'll be a duplicate button, a little moose or Goofy or Superman or some other button that you've already collected. That's extra fun, you know, to get a duplicate because then you can swap with your pals. And, of course, it's a thrill to wear your whole collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. So hop to it, gang. Remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find your exclusive prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And is Pep terrific when it comes to good eating at breakfast? Whole wheat flakes, sunny and golden toasted, crisp and fresh as can be. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. So ask Mom to stock up on P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Identified by two millionaire victims as the spectacular thief known as the Monkey Burglar, a youth who, wearing the costume of Batman's young companion, has been scaling the walls of skyscraper apartment buildings to commit robbery, Robin was arrested and jailed. With great difficulty, Superman and Batman persuaded Inspector Henderson to release the boy in order to set a trap for the Monkey Burglar. Then Robin was taken to Jim Olsen's house, and several hours later, both youngsters were abducted. Later that night, while Superman, Batman, and the police searched for them, the Monkey Burglar struck again. The following morning, a man phoned Editor Perry White to inform him that a young man claiming to be Jim Olsen had walked into his small general store and, after asking that White be notified, collapsed. Kent and White dashed out, and as we join them now, they are driving the revived but still weak Jim Olsen back to the Daily Planet. Listen.
How are you feeling now, Jim? Better?
Yeah, Mr. Kent. Much better, thanks.
Oh, poor kid. That must have been a horrible experience.
It wasn't pleasant, Mr. White. I can tell you that.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Poor Robin. Heaven knows what's happening to him.
You have no idea where they took him?
Oh, how could I? I told you I was knocked out.
Easy, Jim. Easy. Here we are back at the planet. You see, Batman will probably be waiting for us in the chief's office, and you can tell all of us the whole story. Come on. Talked with your mother, Jim, and told her you're okay.
Oh, gee, thanks, Chief.
Now, where is that Batman?
Oh, he'll probably be here in a minute. I just called his home and he left.
Well, we can't sit here waiting for him all day. I'm bursting with curiosity. Why don't you start talking, Jim, and then we can bring Batman.
No, Chief, let's wait just a little while. Give Jim a chance to relax some more.
Well, okay, but if he doesn't come...
Oh, here's Batman now.
Hello, Clark.
Hello.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, another minute and we wouldn't have waited.
Waited for what, Mr. White? I did... Great guns. Jim Olsen.
Hiya, Batman.
I wanted to prepare you for this, Batman, but
you... how did you get here? Where'd you come from? When did you...
I don't know exactly.
You don't know?
No,
Look, Batman, it's a long story.
Oh, where's Robin?
I don't know.
Good grief, what's going on here?
No, take it easy, Batman.
Take it easy? How can I take it easy when Robin...
Wait a minute. I'll tell you briefly how we found Jim, and then he can take it from there and tell all of us what happened before that.
Yes. We deliberately held him up until you got here so we could all get the story together.
Well, thanks, but poor Robin...
He'll be all right, Batman. I
Sure he will. Now, sit down and listen, will you?
Okay.
About an hour ago, we got a telephone call from a man who runs a general store in River Falls. He told us that Jim had staggered into his place and, after identifying himself and asking that we be called, collapsed. Well, the chief and I rushed out there and found Jim conscious but still very weak.
Yes. We didn't want him to talk right away, so we carried him into Kent's car and brought him here.
Now, I think he feels well enough to talk. Right, Jim?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
Well, then, for heaven's sake, tell us what you know.
Okay, but I don't know much. Nothing at all about what happened after we left the house because I was out cold.
Poor kid. Knocked out? By whom?
Well, here's the story. Robin and I were talking in my house when the doorbell rang. I opened it, and two men carrying guns forced their way in.
Great Jupiter.
Each of them grabbed one of us. Robin yelled to fight them. Then the guy he was tussling with hit him over the head with his gun butt and knocked him out.
Oh, no.
I turned to yell, and then I remember seeing a million stars, and... well, a second later, everything went black.
The dirty cowards.
Who were the men? Did you get a look at them, Jim?
No, I didn't, Mr. Kent. You see, they had handkerchiefs over their faces, and their hats were pulled down low.
Uh-oh.
All I know is that one was a skinny, wiry guy, and the other one was a husky bruiser.
I see.
That's not much help, and certainly isn't.
No, but go on, Jim. What happened then?
Well, the next thing I remember is waking up on the floor in the back of a car. One of the two thugs, the big one, was in the back seat with me. Another one, a different one, was driving.
What about Robin?
He wasn't there.
What? He wasn't?
No, Batman. I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, great Lucifer. Clark, that must mean that Robin...
Easy, Batman. Let's hear the rest of this before jumping to conclusions. How did you get away, Jim?
Well, I didn't really get away. The men let me go.
Really?
They did?
That's right, Chief. They stopped the car and made me get out and then told me to walk back on the dirt road we were on. It was way out in the country someplace and dark.
Did they tell you where the road led?
Uh-huh. They said I'd come to a highway that would lead me to Metropolis.
I see. Go on.
Well, I must have walked for hours. The dog chased me once and I ran. Top of that, I was dizzy from that knock on the head.
No wonder you fainted.
Yes. Look, Jim...
But Robin, what happened to him?
Gosh, I don't know, Batman. I didn't see him. Then as the car pulled away, I tried to get the license number, but there was mud on it. Besides, my head was going around.
I'm worried, Clark. Do you think the Monkey Burglars gang has Robin?
They must have. They took him away so he wouldn't be able to prove he was at Jim's house when the Sims apartment was being robbed.
Oh, if that's so, why didn't they let him go after the robbery, the way they did Jim?
Well, that's what worries me, Chief.
Me too. Now, how are we going to find him, Clark? We haven't even a single clue to where he may be.
Oh, yes, we have.
What?
What's that? Did you forget the gymnast's medal, the one we found in the Sims apartment?
Oh, yes.
Well, what about it? Well, I'm certain the Monkey Burglar dropped it.
And if he did?
We'll have the identity of the Monkey Burglar.
Well, that's not going to be easy to trace.
You bet it is.
Inspector Henderson may have traced it by now. Let's go over there and see.
Say, what's all this about a medal?
We'll tell you about it on the way to headquarters, Jim. Let's get going.
Well, Inspector, now that you've heard Jim's story, do you still think Robin's abduction was phony?
I certainly do, Batman.
Why? What? Why do you say that, Inspector?
Because I still think Robin is the Monkey Burglar.
What?
That his gang put on that phony act last
well,
night.
What about Jim?
They tapped Jim on the head and took him along, just to make it look good.
Oh, now
I
look,
Inspector.
I tell
you, it wasn't phony.
And I say it was. By George,
I... Now, listen. I've taken just about as much of
this
as I...
Wait a minute. Let's not get into an argument again.
But, Clark,
there's only one way to prove Robin's innocence, and that's to find the real Monkey Burglar.
Stop wasting your time, Kent.
Look, what about that medal I found in the Sims apartment, Inspector? Have you identified it yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a report on it just before you came in, Kent.
Good.
What'd you find out?
That it's a medal for winning first place in a gymnastics contest.
Yes?
Won in the annual State Interscholastic Athletic Association Championships.
That adds up all right, because we know the Monkey Burglar is a crack athlete.
Right. But the important thing is the name of the winner of that medal. Did you get that, Inspector?
Not yet. I was just going over to the state high school athletic office to check their files when you fellas came in.
What are we waiting for? Let's all go over there now.
Now, take it easy, Batman. Naturally, I'm going through on this clue. But the chances are we'll find the medal belongs to some perfectly innocent person. One of the workmen in the Sims apartment.
I don't think so.
I'm sure you're wrong, Inspector. I think that medal was dropped by the Monkey Burglar, and as soon as we trace it, we'll be on his trail.
Come on, we've no time to waste. Let's get over to the high school athletic office.
Accompanied by Inspector Henderson, our friends leave police headquarters to trace the gymnastics medal. Their only clue to the Monkey Burglar and to Robin. What will they discover? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
You know, I can't seem to figure out who's getting the most fun out of collecting comic buttons in this new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. The fellas or the girls? I see the fellas busy as anything over at the playground, comparing notes and swapping duplicates. And then right down the block, I see a bunch of girls owing and aahing over each other's collection and swapping duplicates, too. And I see a lot of girls' dresses and boys' caps sporting lots of these bright-colored comic buttons. So, you know, I've just about decided that both fellas and girls get a great big kick out of collecting Pep comic buttons. And no wonder! They're so doggone good-looking. Real true-to-life pictures of 18 different comic strip favorites, like Judy and Corky and Superman himself. And these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. All you do is to ask Mom to keep you supplied with Kellogg's Pep. You don't buy these prizes, and you don't send in any money, not even a box top. But you get a comic button every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep. And say, here's something else Pep gives you, a mighty nifty dish for breakfast. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep tastes so keen and so catchy and crisp and delicious that, well, you practically can't resist it. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
After dropping the exhausted Jimmy Olsen at his home, Clark Kent, Batman, and Inspector Henderson proceeded to the offices of the State High School Athletic Association. We join them there now as they are speaking to Mr. Bogart, the director.
Now, as I understand it, Mr. Bogart, this medal was awarded for the gymnastic championship in a state high school meet, right?
That's right, Inspector.
Can you give us the name of the boy who won it, Mr. Bogart?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, Mr. Kent, I can give you the names of 10 boys who won it.
Ten boys?
Well, how's that?
Well, we've been giving medals like this for the past 10 years.
Oh, I see.
Uh-oh. But this one couldn't have been won more than a year or two ago. The monkey burglar is only a youngster.
How can we be sure of that, Kent? He may be small and look young in that mask and costume.
Well, yes,
oh,
but
rats.
I...
rats, we know he's young. We know his name, too.
Oh, now,
so
look.
So let's stop wasting time.
We're not wasting time.
Certainly not. It's worth a try, anyhow. Would you get the records, please, Mr. Bogart?
Be glad to, Mr. Kent.
Thank you.
I'm afraid we're barking up the wrong tree, Kent. Chances are this medal was won years ago.
I think it was won last year, or a year before at most.
I sure hope so.
And we can't afford to overlook this clue, Inspector. It's our only lead to finding Robin and clearing him of this charge.
Yes, and it's got to pay off. It must.
Well, for your sake, I hope it does.
Here are the records, gentlemen. As you'll see, there are 10 names.
All right, let's have them, Mr. Bogart. I've got a strong hunch that one of them is the monkey burglar.
Eagerly, Clark Kent and Batman scan the paper on which is listed 10 names, representing 10 boys who won the state high school gymnastics championship within as many years. Will one of those boys turn out to be the monkey burglar? Meanwhile, what of the missing Robin? What is happening to him? Will this clue lead our friends to Batman's young companion? We'll learn much more tomorrow, fellows and girls, when we find out what has happened to Robin. So don't fail to be with us then. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Just think of the circus of fun, gang, when Mom sets Kellogg's variety out on the table at breakfast. There's the business of picking out your own favorite Kellogg cereal from this handy white, green, and red package with the 10 individual packages. You'll take Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Pep or Rice Krispies or one of your other Kellogg favorites, and you'll have your own private box of cereal to open yourself. Then, for Sister, there's the cutout doll on the bottom of the tray to dress up and to play all sorts of games with. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.